I was talking with a lady the other day, and she was telling me that, well, she had a lot of troubles. I think it was with her first husband. I'm not sure. But she, anyway, a husband she had. And she said, this was back in the days before I knew to keep my mouth shut. So she said, whenever he started talking, when I come back at him, then that's when we had a knockdown drag out. You know, so she said, and I didn't know until I came to this ministry that if I'd have just kept my mouth shut, I wouldn't have had no problem. But you know, God tells you this in the Word. But see, that's the problem. We don't know the Word. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Oh, God loves it when the women, the wives, do this. This is verse 5 and 6. Let's see what he says. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. When's the last time you called your husband Lord? How many of you girls in here are married? Okay. Can I put you on the spot? Have you ever called your husband Lord? Oh, any of the other girls in here ever called your husband Lord? No. You never done that either? You are married, aren't you? You are. But now, see, Cheryl, she learned this, and she has called me. Now, the first time or two she called me Lord is when she is upset with me. First time or two, she'd come to me and she'd say, yes, Lord. I could tell she was upset with me. You can't fool me. I knew she was upset. It was hard for her to do it, but she knew God told her to do that. She didn't want to, but she's obeying God. Now, do you think that pleased the Lord? Of course it did. And it pleased him, even though her heart wasn't in the right place. But now then she can do it. I mean, just once of all, now she just got by and hugged me. She said, oh, I love you, my Lord. And I said, she's doing that really from her heart. She's really saying it out of love. Now then, but did God say for the girls to do that to their husbands? Did he? Look what he says here. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, then he says, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Now then, does it please God when the wives call their husbands Lord? Does it? Now, if you're not willing to do that ever, and you're not going to do that, you will die first, then you may have trouble getting your prayers answered because you're in disobedience. You're in rebellion. Y'all see where I'm coming from? See, there's so many things that God told us to do in His Word. Why don't we just do it His way and just let Him answer our prayers? Wouldn't that be wonderful? What do you think your husband would do if you went home today and when you got home, you just grabbed him and looked him right down and said, honey, I want to tell you how much I love you and I want to say you're my Lord. I wonder what he would say.
He'd fall out.
Yeah, this girl says he would fall out. But you know, you never know what kind of an impact that might have on him. As a daughter of the King, and you are a daughter of the King, right, young lady? You know it might have a tremendous impact on your husband. You know that? I mean, after all, is these words I'm saying, or did God say this in His Word? Oh, my goodness, she says, God said it. I can tell she didn't like the way she said it. But the Lord, who's in control of this whole thing? God. Now, who do we want to please? God. I mean, did He say right there? Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham. Yes, ma'am, you had a question? What, honey?
What if you have an abusive husband?
Well, then call him Lord and love him anyway. And as you do, that quiet, gentle spirit, he might look at you and say, you know, this girl's got something different. And after a little while, he might say, what is it that makes you where you can do what you can do to be as mean as I've been to you? You say, it's because of my love for Jesus. He said, you know, I want what you got. And he might get saved. That's what the Scripture says. But God will take away that abusiveness in him. Now then, you can really change him by learning how to go to the throne of grace. My wife knows that well. I mean, any time I do something that different, I'll just give you an example of the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16, Jesus clearly says, that we can come to the throne of grace in times of need, anytime we want to come boldly into the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16, Let's put that up here right quick, Dave, and let them see it. There it is. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace so that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. So when we go to the throne of grace, you're a daughter of the King. You know Jesus. What, honey?
Is it God's will for a wife to stand by and let their husband abuse
him? You can't change him. No, the thing about it is, you need to learn to pray. You can change him by going to the throne of grace. I can guarantee you. I can guarantee you when you learn this scripture, if you will start praying, where it says, therefore, let us come boldly into the throne of grace. If you're married to an abusive husband, and I know this happens to lots of people, and a lot of these men say they're Christians, but if they really are a Christian, they don't have any idea what Jesus does. You, as a daughter of the King, can get into a place quiet all by yourself, making sure you have repented of all of your sins, and then you can go to the throne of grace because you're already seated with Christ in heavenly places. You all know that? That's written in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. So since we're already seated with Him in heavenly places in the spirit realm, you can catch yourself up to the throne of grace, the third heaven, and you can jump up in your Father God's lap in the name of Jesus, your big brother, with He's with you, and say, Father, this husband that I have, he is a rebellious man. He is abusing our children and me. And Lord, I am walking in obedience to your word. I am doing my best to be a submissive wife and to walk in love. And I want you to change my husband and make him a great man of God, a man that will love me and be gentle with me and be gentle with our children. Now, Father, you said in your word that I could come to this throne of grace and ask you for these things. And if I've got all my sins repented of and I'm here with my brother Jesus, you said all of your promises are yes and amen. So I'm going to lay my husband in your lap, and I'm going to expect, since you said I could come up here and ask for anything, I'm going to expect you to move on his heart. Now then, Satan, I serve notice on you, you devil of hell. I command you in the name of Jesus. I am exercising my power and my authority as a daughter of the King. I am exercising that power over you, Satan, and I'm demanding I'm going to knock you out of my husband's life. Do you hear me, Satan? You have to be subject to me. I am a daughter of the King. You will leave my husband. You will get your filthy hands off of him, because it is written in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, I have all power and all authority over you, and you in no wise shall hurt me or my children. So in the name of Jesus, I'm driving you out of my husband, Satan, and I'm exercising my authority as a daughter of the King. Do you hear me, devil? And I ain't taking no for an answer. Now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to move by the power of the Spirit upon my husband, and I ask you to change him. I ask you to put the spirit of love, joy, and peace in him, and make him a great man of God, a man that'll love me and be gentle with me and the children. Now, Lord, I want to thank you. It can't happen no other way, because it's your will for me to live in peace, and I know you said that in the Word. So, Lord, I want to thank you for changing my husband in the name of Jesus. And I guarantee if you pray like that, God will move on your husband's heart, and you'll come up with a new husband. Your husband will become a different man. I have seen this over and over and over. Now then, let me take you to the scripture to confirm what I'm saying here. In Proverbs, what is that, Dave? 21:1? 21:1. Look at this. I used to think that we had a free will. I've heard people all the time say we have a free will. But look at Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart, or the man's heart, anybody's heart, is in the hand of the Lord. So everybody's heart's in whose hands? God's. He is in control. And he says, as the rivers of water, he turns it whichever way he will. So then why does God turn a heart one way for one man and another way for another one? Why? Because of your prayers. When you go to the throne of grace, you have not prayed like that for your husband. So when you learn to pray like that for your husband, and you exercise your power and your authority as a daughter or a son of the King of the universe, you will see God move, and you will see your husband or your mate become a different person. I guarantee it. I mean, it'll work. God will do it. I mean, I think about the poor women that have suffered all these years and didn't know how to go to the throne of grace. And we as pastors have not taught you because we didn't spend enough time with God for God to reveal it to us. But when He does reveal it to us, then we should teach it to you. And I guarantee, I have walked up, honey, I walked up to a man one day. I said, "How you doing, brother?" And I shook hands with him. I said, "What's your name?" He said, "Larry Gooch." I said, "Praise God." I said, "You're a Christian?" Oh, man, this guy exploded in front of me. Blankety blank. No, I ain't no blankety blank Christian. I don't want nothing to do with you blankety blank Christians. I said, "Wow, what, did you say your name was Larry Gooch?" He said, "Yeah." He said, why? I said, "Because I'm going to go to the throne of grace for you. I'm going to pray for you, and you're going to get saved." He said, "Don't you pray for me. I don't want to be saved." I said, "You don't have nothing to say about it. I'm going to the throne of grace." Do you think God wants everybody on earth saved? Yes. He wants everybody saved. That's what He sent His Son for. Let me tell you, that next morning when I was coming to work, I want you to go, and since I knew this scripture, I want you to go to Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. And I want you to see the mighty power that God's given you and me in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. Look at this. At Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. "Behold, I give unto you power." We're going to get it here. "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions." You know who the serpent and the scorpions are? The devil and his demons. "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons and over all the power of the enemy." How much the power of the enemy? So if he's given you power over all, how much does the devil have left? He don't have none left. That's right. "Over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." What shall hurt you? Nothing. "Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits," or the evil spirits, "are subject unto you." Well, if the evil spirits have to be subject to you and me as Christians, why do we let the devil get by with so much? Why do we let him make us sick? Because we don't know. We don't know what belongs to us. Then he says, "But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Well, after I met Larry Gooch that day and he cussed me out and everything else, and I told him, I said, "You don't have no choice. You're going to get saved."
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.